The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
The fourth quarter has arrived, not of the game, but of the season, as the Ravens now turn their attention to the final four games of the regular season. We turn our attention to our conversation tonight with Ravens inside linebacker Jameel McClain. Jameel, thanks for joining us on Ravens One-on-One.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to see that smile, and I know that smile is connected to playing again, and you're finally back to where you wanted to be, almost a calendar year removed. You're back on the field. You're back in the playoff race. Gone through a lot to get here.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, you know, but that's life. That's life for me, you know. I guess everybody can't say that, but that's life for me, you know. So it's good to be back here talking with you guys, being with my teammates, and, you know, doing what I love to do.
And you're back at 500, the win last week against the Steelers on Thanksgiving. Huge, because psychologically, if you're at 500, four games left to play, pretty simple math for you guys. If you went out, you're back in the playoffs.
Yeah, man. I know in the past I've always said, you know, we're not counting into those games. We're not looking at that because the playoffs are the playoffs. But, you know, realistically, you know, this has been a year for us. It's been a struggle. You know, we done had some growing pain. So it's good for us to be where we know we could be, you know, where we're going in the direction that we need to go in. And basically, we got to win. We plain and simple got to win. You always have to win in the NFL, but you're looking at your schedule and you're like, man, you got to win. So we're ready.
And I know all games are created equal and they all count the same in the standings, but in reality, all months are not created equal. No. December means more than September, especially when you're in play, right?
It does, because it's the simple saying, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And that's what December football is. It's how you finish that gets you over that hump, that gets you into the playoffs, you know. And we're built for December, so it'll be interesting.
And you start this four-game run at home where you guys have been dominant. And you start against the Minnesota Vikings, a team that does not impress anybody necessarily with their record. But as soon as you turn the conversation to their personnel, they're very impressive, especially when you start with a running back at Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, that's the bulk of the conversation. That's your whole conversation. You know, when you had one of the best running backs to ever play in this game, if you ask me, you know, even though I'm a Syracuse guy, I say Jim Brown. But, you know,
pretty good argument.
Argument, you know. But Adrian Peterson is a phenomenal running back, you know. So regardless of what that record says, I know the whole defense is looking like, all right, we got some work in store for us. And it's a challenge that we up for.
Now, when you look at a guy like Adrian Peterson, from your perspective, from a defensive player's perspective, do you have to do things differently to stop such a mega talent like that? Or do you just have to do all the basic things more perfectly?
Yeah, I think it's the second one you said, you know, but it puts you all of the basic things, it puts them under a microscope. It's different because you really have to be where you have to be. Like, you can't, there's no chance of giving them a little seam. There's no chance of one person using an arm tackle and not having four people come to it. So it just puts the fundamentals of the game under a microscope when it comes to a player of this caliber.
Because I get the sense that if you can shut him down, you obviously put the Vikings where they don't want to be, and that is putting the ball in the hand of their quarterback, whether it's a starter or their backup, at which point, if you have them in that situation and you're at home and the crowd's behind you, you feel like, okay, upper hand time.
It's basic fundamentals. You know, for us, we always live in stopping a run. You know, it's a prideful thing for this organization and this defense, you know. And when you got one of the best to do it coming in, if we stopped that, we did our number one goal from whether it was this game or another game. It's only that this challenge will probably be a little more different, you know. So once we try to stop that or once we get that done, then the rest of the game is going to end up how it end up. But I know what our number one is.
And when you succeed at number one, stopping the run, you normally win, especially at home. You're almost unbeatable when you keep opponents under 100 yards at home. The other thing you're starting to do better now, Jameel, is win the close games. First half of the season, the close games were getting away from you. Now you've won two of your last three wins have been close games. You've won them both. You're finishing the fourth quarter. What's the difference? Why are you suddenly winning the close games now when you were losing them in the first half of the season?
I think it's a matter of two things. You know, I believe in luck, and then I believe in preparation. You know, the coaches, they prepare us for those moments to finish. And sometimes the ball just flips over and it's in the other hand turn. But then there's times where luck, or it may not be luck, but you got to be prepared to receive the luck. So it's a mixture of both. It's a mixture of a phenomenal job of preparing us by the coaching staff, you know, Coach Harbaugh and Dean Pease and so many of those guys, and then us getting those lucky breaks too.
Psychologically, I sense something different going on as well. In the Jets game, you slam the door shut in the fourth quarter. Corey Graham gets a pair of interceptions. Yeah. And I sensed among the players that even though it was 22-20 against the Steelers, that you guys had the feeling that, all right, we're going to stop them from converting this two-point conversion. There just seems to be a confidence level Absolutely. That wasn't as conspicuous in October. Do you feel that from the field level?
I don't know. You know, I think that's a matter of your opinion. You know, I think that confidence was always there, but like I said, it just wasn't those wheels turning over, because whenever it's in the defense hands, of course the defense feels we're going to get this stop. Like, it's no doubt in our mind we're going to stop them. All right, we didn't stop them from getting this touchdown. We're going to stop them from getting this two-point conversion because we need to do that. You know, so I feel like the confidence was there, but when you complete it even more, it just gets stronger, you know. So it's not like it was a lack of the confidence. It's just sometimes it wasn't getting pulled off in the beginning of the year. Now that it's getting pulled off, what you are seeing is probably more of the energy, more of the excitement for put it all on our shoulder because we can handle it.
So maybe the better word is synchronicity. You guys are more in sync than you were in October.
I think in time you grow and get more in sync. You know, there are different faces. You know, there is different leadership. There is a lot of different things going on within the team, not just on the defense. So in time, you grow to know people better, and in time, you grow to have an understanding of what they're going to be accountable for, and that makes it a defense. That makes it a whole. That makes it a team.
You don't, as a team, get to December without overcoming many challenges. Few players other than Jameel McClain have overcome the life challenges that he's faced and he's conquered. We'll talk about those as we continue on Ravens One-on-One.
MedStar Health's presentation of Ravens One-on-One is brought to you by the Maryland Health Connection, putting quality health coverage within your reach. Enroll now through March 2014 at MarylandHealthConnection.gov. And by MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens.